Gold 905. Makan Kaki.
With Denise.
So good.
We're with my new foodie friend, Chef Melvin Lee. We have a new series together. You can catch us on Channel 5, on MeWatch, as well as CNA Lifestyle, because we want to be everywhere. We're greedy.
We're very greedy, Denise.
So the tables are turned this week. This time around, you took me to a place that I cannot believe I've never been to before in my life.
Right. It's my duty to show you another place that you have not been. I've learned a lot of history in the food scene in Singapore. So this time we went to Dong Heng, right?
Yeah.
And then we had all this Cantonese pastry. And why I always say Cantonese pastry is because if you old school and you know, they always use pork lard inside their pastry.
That's the secret weapon. That's why the pastry is so delicious and melt in the mouth and flaky.
Melt in the mouth, yes. Because it's different from butter. Butter is more sensitive to temperature, and when it melts, right, it doesn't really hold any body or texture in your mouth. But for lard, if you ever buy lard and then you put butter in the same room temperature, you'll see that the butter will melt and it's very liquid like. But as for the lard, it will still hold some shape, which helps the pastry hold the body of it, like this texture.
Chef Melvin telling us all about the structure of lard and butter. Are you a professional chef or are you a professional chef? Okay, so let's get down to eating business. So Dong Heng, I'm ashamed to say that in my entire life, I didn't even know it existed. I don't know what rock I've been living under, but it is very well known for its, as you say, specifically Cantonese pastries. And it has a very, very long history. It's been around since before 1935.
And also, they used to serve very little variety of pastry. And then after that, this next generation that took over, like every business, you want to modernize because trends are different nowadays. But yet, this is another place where the recipes are still very old school. You still can taste nostalgia in it.
Yeah.
But presentation-wise, packaging-wise, it is very current. But after I brought you there and after you've seen the kitchen, okay, you know a kitchen is old, right? When there's like a kitchen VIP altar in fact.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear that? And that's when you know that this kitchen got history.
They are very proud of the Cantonese heritage, and it's been taken over by the fourth generation now. So really, really long history in Singapore. And this modernization, trying to bring it up to date without compromising on the quality and the tradition, all lays on the shoulders of Anna Fong, who used to be a teacher, and then she decided to give it all up to take over and kind of revitalize this very, very traditional heritage brand, Dong Heng. Of course, she met with some resistance, as you always do. Nobody loves change. So it took her some time to convince her aunts, who were the third generation really trying to carry on the family legacy.
Yes, we also met Anna's brother Mark, who now helms the kitchen, and he also gave us a chance to make our own tan tart, the egg tart.
I'm so incompetent in the kitchen, it was scary.
Okay lah, I think you're very hard on yourself, right? I think you did quite good, and then Mark also said not bad, but after he said not bad, he immediately went correct our pastries.
Melvin, he said not bad to you because you actually managed to do a pretty decent job eventually. You know, something as simple as, here's the dough. The pastry dough is already made for you. Just take it and put it into the mold. Can you do that? Apparently, Denise Tan can't. I just could not press it nicely because they have very unique molds. Now, we all think of tan tarts as round, at least I do, but theirs are very uniquely diamond-shaped, which makes the pressing of the dough into the mold all the more complicated, I feel.
And we have to remind everybody, they've been doing this shape ever since it started. They just like stuck to their guns. And remember, she told us that one day he sells thousands of it. And he's like so casual about it. Like, he's like, thousands a day. Wow.
You know, we experienced it firsthand. It's not easy to make one little pastry mold. To do thousands per day, it's so labor intensive, especially since they are all handmade, which is what I found very charming.
Yes, me too, because molded by hand. Remember after we filmed, getting a chance to make our own tan tart?
Yeah.
The staff came in and they really had to go to work really because we took out a bit of their time.
Yeah.
And the speed that they can make, you really can believe that they handmade everything.
They were lightning fast. So it took us, what, 15 minutes to do one?
But, okay, I have to say one thing. We have to give props to Auntie Constance, which is that old auntie.
Yeah, the third generation, they were getting on in years before Anna came along to say, hey, can I help you guys out? Another stalwart, a real stickler for quality control, right?
Back then, she really had this authority in the kitchen and being the leader of this whole brigade, right? When the next gen, Anna, Mark, came in with their new ideas, you really need to give her props because she is open enough to say, okay, I cannot just stick to my stubborn old way. Let me explore their ideas also. And that's what Anna shared with us. She said that she was quite happy that her auntie was open enough for her ideas, which one of the examples is making mooncake like charcoal black color. Because back in the day, the old folks don't like it, but black is not auspicious.
Yeah.
But she was open, and now, throughout the year, they sell mooncakes that are different color.
And I mean, you know, this is another little gem of information that I didn't know. Oh, you can go here and you can always get mooncakes year round.
Yes, if you like have this craving lah, and it's not mid autumn festival and you want very nicely made, high quality ingredients, mooncake, you can go there.
Yeah. So can we go back to the egg tarts and just talk about how delicious they were? I mean, I don't know whether it was even more delicious because we got to taste the fruits of our labor and they came straight out of the oven piping hot and we got to bite into our creations. But my goodness, I mean, I've had egg tarts before, but nothing like the kind Tong Hing serves.
Okay, I think egg tarts that we commonly see nowadays are the Portuguese one with the flaky pastry and then the egg filling inside is more custardy and lighter. I think because of their recipe, right, when they bake it, the pastry is cooked just nice, but the layer of the egg mixture, it's a bit jammy like on the surface.
Yeah.
Inside it's still like tau huay kind of texture.
Super soft. And the highest Asian praise, we were joking about it. Not too sweet.
And you can have a lot of it. I think I had like four of it that day.
Yeah, they were incredibly light, and Mark was explaining the diamond shape are easier to eat because you can just shove the pointy end into your mouth and it fits right in.
Yes, and it won't crumble over the face. Because the diamond shape helps the ladies like eat more dainty as though. Yeah. You know, you won't get the mess.
Because diamonds are a girl's best friend, you see? They were smart.
Wow,
they were smart.
Really?
Yeah, they were very smart with their choice of diamond shaped egg tarts. And you know, you talked about lard being the secret ingredient in the pastries.
Correct.
I'm telling you, their pastry is so thin, so crisp, so melt in the mouth. It's flaky and it's shatteringly crisp on the edges where it's caught a bit more of the heat from the oven. And it's almost like biscuity. I don't know how to explain. It's just so good. So good.
I think it's all the elements just align and then it gives this unique taste experience from Tong Hing and their egg tart. Because yes, the diamond shape, yes, the thin pastry, and then the egg mixture, making it on the surface with the interaction of the heat, it becomes jammy, but inside it's still very light, very soft, you know, very yummy. And I think the best way to describe the pastry is also like a short crust pastry, but because they use lard, right, when you bite it in your mouth, it actually disintegrates and you are not left with that doughy, sandy kind of texture.
Yeah.
It really melts your mouth. The best way is to eat Cantonese egg to pair egg tart or Cantonese pastry with Chinese tea. When you drink it down, right, it washes everything away.
Thanks for opening my eyes to the far more superior egg tarts that they serve up. You want traditional Cantonese style egg tarts? They are Tong Hing. They're in Chinatown at 285 Southbridge Road. Please check it out.
Oh, sure.
For more delicious details, check out Gold905's Facebook page, download the podcast on our free Me Listen app, and watch the video on CNA Lifestyle.
Gold905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.